The Inner Cry, Part 15. Our true satisfaction entirely depends on our own sincere inner cry. Sri Chinmoy. In the practice of meditation, as in all of life's pursuits, it is not what we do that matters as much as how we do it. There are endless books, podcasts, and workshops dedicated to theories and techniques of meditation. We can study and practice endlessly, yet all the knowledge in the world about meditation will be of no avail unless we bring the right inner attitude. We may do everything correctly. We might have a dedicated meditation room in our house, get up at 6 a.m. without fail, sit with ideal posture, and control our breathing perfectly. But a perfectly shaped plastic flower has no fragrance. To go beyond the techniques and enjoy the fragrance of meditation, Sri Chinmoy shares a simple secret. And I quote, "How can you have a successful meditation? Try to cry inwardly. Cry for liberation. When this cry comes from deep within, the inner pilot, God, will teach you how to meditate. The secret of meditation is aspiration. Aspiration is the inner cry. If you cry from deep within, you will get what you need." Sri Chinmoy. Our inner cry is the access key, not only to today's meditation, but to every meditation and all spiritual progress from this moment forward. Our meditation paves the way for our unfolding self-discovery and ultimate self-realization. Every step of the journey must be guided and fueled by the same bright, persistent insistence, that great uniting, transforming, transcending force of our being, our heart's inner cry. Sri Chinmoy's words again. Everything within us that is good is responsible for self-realization. But if you ask what is indispensable, then I will say that only one thing is indispensable, and that is our inner cry, our constant, inmost cry. Sri Chinmoy.